Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Well, that's recorded in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Blessings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. I wanted to share a little bit about Marlon Stolzfus. He has shared on this daily inspiration a number of times, even just a few weeks ago. He and his wife, Sadie Ann, were changed by the power of the living God a number of years ago. They both were born again and have experienced a personal and living relationship with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been really wonderful to see their lives change and to see what Christ has done through them and in them. Well, a number of weeks ago, Marlon shared on this daily inspiration about his wife's sickness. Sadie Ann had heart cancer. It's a very rare disease. And if you remember, he told us that they were in Florida because of having her in a warmer climate. Well, these two soldiers for the Lord have been walking by faith and completely trusting the Lord for their lives. The Lord chose to take Sadie Ann out of this world to be with him for eternity. She died last Monday the 14th, and the funeral was Friday the 18th. Well, I know they were so happy that they had made their calling and election sure, as it says in 2 Peter 1:10. Because they will meet again in that wonderful place called heaven. And as I started off this message that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Well, that never die is talking about the second death, meaning going to hell and dying for all eternity. Those who have made their calling and election sure will never die. They will never have to experience that that death, that second death, the punishment of our souls. But we can live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus also said these words, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That's such a precious promise, that the Lord has gone away and he's preparing a place for his children, for those that have given their lives to the Lord, those who have made their calling and election sure, those who are trusting in their salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life." Well, Sadie was only 26 years old. She left behind three young children, 9 months to 4 years old. And I would just encourage you to pray for Marlon and the children. They will need our prayers and our support. And I'll give you Marlon's address at the end of our time here today if you want to send him a card or a note. I'm sure that would be a real blessing to him. So if you want to get a pen and paper ready or something, you can write down his address at the end here when I close. Well, I want to read a few verses out of 2 Corinthians today, starting with chapter 4, verse 16. And I'll be reading out of the J.B. Phillips translation of the New Testament. It's in modern English, and I just thought it would be, I usually don't read out of a different translation besides the King James. I'm pretty well, I really like the King James. But here I just wanted today to read out of this J.B. Phillips. And it says here that the outward man does indeed suffer wear and tear, but every day the inward man receives fresh strength. Now, here he talks about the inward man and the outward man. The outward man is talking about our temporal bodies, this tent or building we live in called our flesh or our body. The inward man is our spirit and soul. That's the real us. We are just living in a tent. We are just living in a body, in a temporal body. But the real us is our spirit. And it also is going to talk about the visible things. The visible things, again, is talking about this life or our bodies. It also refers it to our earthly dwelling or at home in the body. That's talking about these bodies or this life. But the invisible things are the life we as Christians have in the spirit, but also in the spirit now and also in heaven. So I'll continue here. It says, I'll just go back. It says, the outward man does indeed suffer wear and tear, but every day the inward man receives fresh strength. These little troubles, which are really so transitory or temporal, are winning for us a permanent, glorious, and solid reward out of all proportion to our pain. So what that's saying is that we go through troubles and trials and pain and suffering and all those things, just like our sister Sadie has, but it's actually winning for us a permanent, glorious, and solid reward. And it's so small in comparison, the trouble and trial, whatever we go through. Like the Apostle Paul, he was beaten and he was stoned and he was mistreated in so many different ways. And he says it's just a light affliction. This trouble and trial is just a light affliction compared to the glory which we'll have in heaven. It goes on and says, for we are looking all the time not at the visible things, these bodies in this life, but at the invisible, the eternal things. The visible things are transitory, temporal. It is the invisible things that are really permanent. So the real permanent things are the invisible things, our home in heaven, our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, our living for Him. Chapter 5, verse 1, says, we know, for instance, that if our earthly dwelling were taken down, like a tent, these bodies of ours, we have a permanent house in heaven, made not by man, but by God. In this present frame, we sigh with deep longing for the heavenly house. For we do not want to face utter nakedness when death destroys our present dwelling. These bodies of ours, so long as we are clothed in this temporal dwelling, we have a painful longing, not because we want just to get rid of these clothes or these bodies, but because we want to know the full cover of the permanent house that will be ours. We want our transitory life to be absorbed into the life that is eternal. And I hope that is the case for you, that you're not just living for this life, but you're living for a life that is to come. And I know our sister Sadie was living for that time when she could meet the Lord face to face, and now she's in the presence of the Lord, and what a glorious, we don't have to feel sorry for her. There is sorrow when someone departs this life and goes on, but if they're right with the Lord, we shouldn't feel sorry for them. The sorrow comes from us missing them and our relationship that is broken for a time, but it will be restored and even a lot better when we meet together in heaven someday. Verse 5, it says, now the power that has planned this experience for us is God, and He has given us His Spirit as a guarantee of its truth. This makes us confident, whatever happens, And that's the faith that Marlon and Sadie both had. They were confident whatever happened, if the Lord would have raised her up and healed her, or if she would go to be with the Lord. And we can have that confidence that we are right with the Lord, that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It says here, we realize that being at home in the body means that to some extent we are away from the Lord, for we have to live by trusting Him without seeing Him. So here, being in this body, we are actually away from the Lord in a sense. But when we are with the Lord and out of this body, we will see Him face to face. We are so sure of this that we would really rather be away from the body and be at home with the Lord. That's what the Apostle Paul says, and I hope that's our experience also. In verse 9 it says, "It is our aim, therefore, to please Him, whether we are at home or away. For every one of us will have to stand without pretense before Christ our judge, and we shall be rewarded for what we did when we lived in our bodies, whether it was good or whether it was bad." And I want to end with that, but I want to talk about that last couple verses. It is our aim, therefore, to please Him, whether we are at home or away, for every one of us will have to stand without pretense before Christ our judge, and we shall be rewarded for what we did when we lived in our bodies, whether it was good or bad. Now, there is a judgment day coming, and we will all stand before Christ the judge. You know, it's really a blessing in some ways that people die by being sick and by being having a time to really search our own souls and to have a real deep soul searching where we would make our calling and election sure, where we would make sure everything is cleared up before us and the Lord. So it's really a blessing in some ways if people have days or weeks or months to prepare for death. And I don't know if you've ever thought of it like that before, but it is a blessing because, you know, I've known others that have had different illnesses and they had a lot of time to think and a lot of time to ponder and a lot of time to think about eternity. But, you know, not everybody has that. Sometimes people are killed in a car accident or a buggy accident or a bicycle accident or something else that happens suddenly. And look at all what happened there in Japan. A tsunami came and an earthquake first and then a tsunami and thousands of people were, I'm not even sure what the death toll is, but people are swept away. And we don't all have time to think about dying. But, you know, we all need to live like we're going to die today. It is our aim, as it says here, therefore, to please Him, whether we are at home or away, whether we're in this body or away, that should be our desire to please Him, because we will all have to stand without pretense. No pretending. Everything will be clear and open and honest and there will be no hiding anything before Christ our judge. And so that's what I want to leave with us today as a challenge, and as that you and myself would live like we were going to die today or tomorrow, that we would really think about it and make our calling and election sure, as it says there in 2 Peter chapter 1. You can look that up, 2 Peter chapter 1, and verses 10, that whole section there is really good to read. So I hope that you have made your calling and election sure. I hope you are born again. I hope you are living your life for Jesus Christ and loving Him with all your heart. and trusting in the blood of Christ and not in anything else, because everything else will suffer loss. But if we trust in the Lord Jesus and in his blood, we will not be disappointed. Well, here's Marlon's address if you want to send him a note, a card, or a letter. It's 360 West Mount Airy Road. That's Mount Airy is A-I-R-Y, Mount Airy Road, Stevens, Pennsylvania, PA, 17578. I'll give it one more time. 360 West Mount Airy Road, Stevens, Pennsylvania, 17578. And that's Marlon Stolzfus. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. And I hope and pray that you have made your calling and election sure.